In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today is the second Sunday of the Passion, also called Palm Sunday, and we just have one announcement. We are glad that you are all able to come to this Mass this morning before the snow came, and we just want to remind you to be very careful going home after this Mass, so be careful driving. Today begins the holiest week of the year. That's why it's called Holy Week. And it is the time when true Christians, Catholics, are really the closest they are to God throughout the whole year. Because this is the time when we relive in the most intimate manner the life of Christ in his most important work, that is his preparation for his passion and death, and then culminating this Friday when he dies on the cross to make up for our sins because he loves us so much. Now this day, Palm Sunday, is you could call it a summary of the whole Paschal mystery, a summary of this week of Holy Week, because it has various aspects of all the days of Holy Week. Now the ceremony begins with the blessing of the palm, which, as you may remember, is a sign of victory, because as the gospel accounts, all of the accounts of the gospel tell us, the Holy Spirit tells us, that finally, just a week, less than a week before our Lord died, he allowed the people to proclaim him king. And that is why the people, the children, we're all moved by God's grace to, as he went into Jerusalem, to proclaim him king, Hosanna in the highest. Now he saw before him the people proclaiming his title. And he did this after all the years of humility and meekness and concealing his identity for the most part. He had, by his Father's direction, his will, by the movement of the Holy Spirit, this is the time to proclaim him king. So the palm is a sign of victory, and the victory is what? A victory over death, over the devil, who, as Scripture says, goes around for the last several thousand years since Adam and Eve as a roaring lion seeking to devour us, lead us into sin, and take us to hell. But we have the Creator, God the Son, our Savior, who in his infinite power and majesty, Lucifer and his devils, evil spirits, and then all his agents in this world are like little grains of sand to be stepped on. And at the last judgment, they will be finally sealed up in hell forever, for all eternity. Lucifer, this evil spirits, and all the human beings who wish to follow him. So after the priest blesses the palm, and I'm going to read the blessing, you'll hear it in a few moments. Bless, we beseech thee, O Lord, these branches of palm, and grant that what your people today bodily perform for your honor, they may spiritually perfect with the utmost devotion by gaining the victory over the enemy and ardently loving every work of mercy. That could be the prayer that summarizes the Christian life. Because we should do everything for the honor of God, with the utmost devotion, piety, and do it with ardent love, love of God and love of our neighbor. And receiving this great sacramental from the church, from Christ, who's represented by the priest, you get, depending on how much devotion you have, you get the grace, the actual grace at that very moment to do that, to have devotion, to have a heart of flesh, not a stony heart, not a cold heart. And any ill will or insincerity or hatred or disagreement that you have towards your neighbor, God is giving you the grace at that moment to destroy that. So if you leave the chapel after the Mass and there's some discord between you and your neighbor, especially your neighbor in this chapel, you have failed. You are rejecting God's grace. It's simple as that. And then after the distribution of the palm, there's the procession. And in the early church, which this ceremony goes back all the way to from in Jerusalem in the 4th century, just a few hundred years after our Lord ascended into heaven. They were performing a ceremony, and then in the 9th century, it was customary in Rome. So 1,200, over 1,000 years in the West, it's been done just like this. When the church has in a larger area or in Rome, they would process from one church to the other. In this chapel, the priest with the servers processes while you hold your palm and sing the hymn, Gloria Laus. And you are reliving, it is just like you are watching our Lord on the colt going by, proclaiming him king. And the procession, where does it end up? It ends up back in the sanctuary, preparing just for the Mass, and the sanctuary, the Mass, is Jerusalem, which is heaven. So what you are doing when you participate at this Mass is preparing to go to heaven. This prepares you to receive the sacraments, this whole Lent, sacraments of penance and the Holy Eucharist. What else does the palm do for you? It gives you strength, great power. In the movies, in society, athletes are extolled for their great strength or feats. And in the movies, they have people portrayed with supernatural powers, all these great abilities, but it is a mere fiction. It's not real. It's a fantasy. But how come so many people go to these movies? And how come so many people admire these athletes and these people with great abilities? Maybe it's because they want to have that strength to get to their eternal goal, which is heaven. In the scripture, it says, in various places, what heaven will be like. And I believe it is in the book of Apocalypse. It describes the actual size of heaven. Now we may think, well, Heaven is, we don't know where it is, but it's up in the sky. We really don't know. But however, Scripture tells us it is a place, of course, because our Lord is there and the Blessed Mother is there. But they go, in the Scripture, different types of measurements are given. And when it is converted to our modern scale, this theologian says it is a size 6,000 miles wide, 6,000 miles deep, and 6,000 miles high. Just the place of heaven, apart from the earth, apart from the rest of the universe. And in this place of heaven, there are all these mansions, these homes where we are destined to be if we are faithful. And there are different levels, because the holiest will be closest to the palace of the Son of God. But even the lowest place in heaven has such beauty and such charm and devotion and love and union with God that saints who have had a glimpse of this could not even speak about it. I was telling one of the priests yesterday, I was reading about a holy man, and a saint came down to him and gave him one flower that grows in heaven, because it is believed it's a paradise where there will be plants and beautiful aspects of creation. And this one flower was of such beauty, this man, when he saw it, he changed his whole life and became a saint himself. We tell you this because that is what we are looking forward to. So often we talk about sin and hell and the punishments, but what a great reward is destined for us in heaven, where we are supposed to be. Finally, remember on this Palm Sunday, we are meant to follow Christ, imitate him in his virtues of meekness and humility, which are shown to us not only liturgically today, but throughout Holy Week, the way he was treated by his enemies. And that is why the beautiful color of red, of showing the fire of divine love, and also a symbol of the blood of Christ and the martyrs, which was shed for us out of love for us, that is the color that is given to us, one of victory over sin and death. But then, later it's changed to violet again. And during the Mass, the Passion, according to the account in St. Matthew's Gospel, is red. Don't waste these precious moments of Holy Week. They go by so fast. We have said before, we should be measurably holier this Palm Sunday than last year's. Maybe we're not. Maybe we failed. But we can desire that. We can desire holiness. We can desire, and we must desire, to be united with Christ in this beautiful ceremony of Palm Sunday. The collect of the Mass goes as follows. Almighty and everlasting God, who willed that our Savior should take upon himself our flesh and suffer on the cross, that all mankind might have his example of humility for their imitation, grant that we may merit both to keep in mind the lesson of his patience and to be made partakers of his resurrection. If we desire to follow what this prayer says, we will get to heaven. It's a day-to-day, literally minute-to-minute struggle against ourselves and the world and the devil. But we have Christ, we have the Blessed Virgin Mary, we have Saint Joseph, we have all the saints, and we have our guardian angel to lead us on the path to heaven. May God bless you.